In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A Santa performer who is a retired teacher in Mercer County was arrested for allegedly possessing child sexual abuse material. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
64-year-old Mark Polino goes by Santa Mark, and on his website he said he retired from the Hamilton Township School District in 2021 and was pursuing his lifelong wish to be Santa.
Welcome, girls and boys. This is Santa Claus. This is just a little reminder that Christmas is coming.
But ahead of the holiday, Polino faces very serious charges. The Mercer County Prosecutor's Office says last Thursday evening, their Internet Crimes Against Children unit learned that Polino uploaded child sexual abuse material. And because he was a Santa performer and could be around kids, investigators say they did all they could to get a search warrant as quickly as possible. So authorities say they got that warrant, went to Polino's house the next day, found evidence, and arrested him without incident. Authorities say he faces second and third degree charges of possessing and distributing the material, along with child endangerment. Polino's attorney, in a statement, says he, quote, categorically denies the allegations made against him and maintains his complete innocence. Tim Jimenez, KOW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
They were in Central Florida for a national youth football tournament, but police say eight teenagers from Philadelphia had another stop on their itinerary.
So Dick's Sporting Goods knows that they're stealing because they're watching this systematic, organized theft ring called a football team.
Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd says the boys, ages 14 and 15, were caught trying to swipe a couple grand worth of stuff from the Dicks. They're members of Philly's United Thoroughbreds. Their parents have been told the teens face felony charges, retail theft, and conspiracy. To Delaware County, where residents expressed their frustration at a budget proposal that includes a 19% property tax hike just a year after taxes were raised by 23%. Officials say the increase is necessary for the county to stay afloat financially. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports.
Joseph Cazari came to a budget hearing Monday night concerned because since he moved to Drexel Hill with his fiance a couple of years ago, they've already faced multiple rate increases.
That averages out to another $15 and some cents for every month, and then annually it's another roughly $190. That's gas, that's food. It adds to the stress.
Officials say considering the assessed value of the average home in Delco is $255,000, that means the average homeowner will see a yearly increase of $188. Council Vice Chair Richard Womack says while these consecutive tax hikes are hard to swallow, they were necessary after an existing shortfall was exacerbated by COVID, and this latest rate increase should close the gap on the county's structural deficit.
I think with this 19% will get us above board where we need to be.
Council's expected to vote on the budget on Wednesday. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
President Donald Trump is scheduled to deliver remarks at the Mount Airy Casino Resort in northeastern Pennsylvania this evening. The topic is inflation. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports Democratic officials say it's an issue of the president's own making.
The state Republican Party says the president will outline his plan to lower prices. In the last 6 months, since Mr. Trump announced wide-ranging tariffs, inflation has risen by almost a third to 3%. But Congressman Brendan Boyle of Philadelphia says whatever measures the president announces are likely to be offset by a staggering increase in health insurance premiums beginning January 1st. On the Pennsylvania Exchange, Boyle says prices will double.
So a family that today is paying $500 a month overnight will be paying $1,000 a month.
Boyle has been leading the charge to try to get enhanced insurance subsidies restored to lower costs. Republicans promised to vote on the subsidies as a condition to ending the six-week government shutdown, but have yet to endorse a plan. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.